Chaya Chaya Chaitanya Chaya Nityananda Chaya Chaya Advaita Chanya Chaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Chaya Jaya Chit Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Chaya Advaita Chanya Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Chaya Chaya Chit Chaitanya Chaya Nityananda Chaya Advaita Chanya Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda So we will be reading from Chit Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyalila, the 19th chapter. The Lord instructs Srila Rupa Goswami, text 214. Yes. Krishna Vina Krishna Tyaga Tala Kayamani. Atyaiva Santa Krishna Bhakti Eka Jaini Krishna Vina Without Krishna Krishna Tyaga Giving up all desires Tara of Santaras Karya the business Mani I accept Ataiva therefore Santa the position of equilibrium Krishna Bhakta a devotee of Krishna Eka, only, Jani, I know. Translation and purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Giving up all desires not connected with Krishna is the business of one who is in Santaras. Only a devotee of Krishna can be situated on that platform. He is thus called a Santaras Bhakta. Purport. In this position, one is freed from all material enjoyment. When one is not agitated or disturbed, he can immediately realize his relationship with Krishna. A Santaras devotee is therefore always fixed in realization. The instruction was given by the Lord Himself to Uddhava. The beginning of pure devotional service is called Anya Bilasita Sunya. And one is situated on the platform of neutrality, he is freed from the material platform and fully situated in spiritual life. The word Dharma used in verse 213 means Indriya Samyama, curbing one's senses. The word Dharma can also mean curbing one's enemies. A king has to take steps to curb the criminal activities of his citizens. Great Rajasis, devotee kings, used to control undesirable elements in their states, and this also may be called Dharma. However, Dharma here refers to the conditioned soul who must control his senses. Real Dharma means controlling the undesirable activities of the senses. Krishna Vina Krishna Tyaga Tava Kayamani Atreva Santa Krishna Bhakti Bhakta Eka Jani. Giving up all desires not connected with Krishna is the business of one within Santaras. Only a devotee of Krishna can be situated on that platform. This is called a Santaras Bhakta. Om Ajnanati Mundasya Tsimsima Sumake Shakshulitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurvenama Chichitanyana Upistam Staptam Yena Bhuttali Svam Rupakadam Landanati Svam Pramantikam Vandiyam Shri Shri Yudha Padakamyam Shri Umvashya Vamsha Shirupam Sajatam Saganakamatam Vitamutam Sajivam Satvaitam Savidutam Parjanasaitam Shri Krishna Chitaya Devam Shri Rana Krishna Padam Saganavaduta Shri Vishakam Vitamsa He Krishna Kavanasana Dino Vanna Jyotpate Gopisha Kupka Kanta Rana Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vanna Vanishvi Vishwana Sita Devi Panamaya Haipri Vankha Kautu Vasha Kripa Snivisha Patanam Pavan Bhyo Vaishna Bhyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Chiyanvait Haradak Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pistaya Mataya Srimati Bhakti Charaswami Iti Namaya Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pistaya Mataya Srimati Bhakti Vananta Swami Tinamini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharini Vivashisa Sunyavadi Paskachari Desatarini. This verse is about, in this verse, Lord Chaitanya is instructing Rupa Goswami on the science of devotional service. Especially, this is about Santa Ras. Santa means peaceful. That's in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that without peace, no happiness. So first, becoming peaceful. That in the fifth chapter, the fourth chapter, Yoga Yukta, this is the fifth chapter. Yoga Yukta Vishuddhatma Vishitatma Chitandriyaha Sarva Bhutatma Bhutatma Kurvanapi Nalipyate. In this verse, Lord Krishna explains to Arjuna, Yoga Yukta, if you are connected with me, then, and you are Vishuddhatma, you are a pure soul, a purified soul. Then, Vichitatma Chitandriya. And one controls one's mind and senses, then Sarva Bhutatma Bhutatma. One becomes the friend of everyone. That's Kurvanapi Nalipyate. And one does not become entangled anymore in the material things that so in the purports Srila Prabhupada refers to Anya Bilas Das Sunyam, this state of Santa, that's also in the Bhagavad Gita Krishna speaks about Brahma Bhuta Prashanatma, peaceful state. Prashanatma, the mind is peaceful. That's called the Brahma Bhuta platform or spiritual platform. This is the platform without being contaminated by the modes of passion and ignorance. That and Anyabilasita Sunyam. Anyabilas means material desires. That's and Sunyam means zero. Nothing. that's the beginning of spiritual life, that the spiritual platform then real devotional service begins. That's explained in the second chapter of the first canto. In these verses, where Sudha Goswami gives a summary of the whole process of Krishna consciousness in five verses, is from verse 16 to 21 in the second canto. Then, of course, every preacher knows these verses. That's especially today. I was not informed of the verse, so then I have to go back to what I know about the Santaras and that refer to these verses, but they are very authoritative. Chistatora chastamo bhava kamalobhasyasite Tadora chastamo bhava kamalobhasyasite sitaya tera navidam stitva sattva prashidati. If the influence of passion and ignorance goes away, then the mind becomes peaceful. Evam panchamanasa bhagavad bhakti yogata. Then real devotion and service can begin. Before that stage, when we are contaminated with passion and ignorance, our devotional service is not really saturated with devotion, because our mind wanders on lamenting for what went on in the past, and it's meditating on plan making for the future to give benefits for this body. So in that state we cannot fix our mind on Krishna. And devotional service means doing something with devotion, affection for Krishna. But if you cannot even think of him, then what to say of giving affection? With the first thing in love is to give attention to the person you love. That brings us to relationships. If one comes to the Brahmaputra platform and attains Santaras, then you can have real relationships with persons, because otherwise, if you are contaminated by these modes, you want to have a relationship with someone, but there is that scream of false ego between. That false ego means I want to get something out of this relationship. That can be very subtle, to get recognition, to pose oneself as a certain person which one is not. So that's the stage where we can have real relationships. But vichitatma chitanya. First one is to control the senses and the mind. And not that the mind and senses is controlling us. Like in the 23rd chapter of the 11th canto, we have the story of the Avanti Brahmin. And he's suffering so much, he gets reactions from previous lives, and everyone treats him harsh and unfriendly. And I think he was thinking, I'm suffering. So if you are not on the Brahmaputra platform, you are suffering in the mind. Suffering is in the mind. And he was thinking that my real problem is my mind. That's my real problem. Because it's the mind that makes plans for the future and is a mind that laments about the past. It's very important to note that we are not this mind. And now it's up to us, are we going to be controlled by this mind? Or are we controlling this mind? But then how to control the mind? And the senses, that it's explained in the purport, that by using the mind and senses in the service of Krishna, that because impersonalists, they think they have attained this samta ras, or this peaceful state. But of course, in the Bhagavatam, Lord Brahma clarifies that yanyele vindaksa vimukta maninas tva fayasta bhava afisuda buddhaya. These impersonalists, they think themselves vimukta maninas, means in their mind they think they are liberated. Vimukta maninas. But their intelligence is impure, Lord Brahma said. Because to control your mind and senses, you need pure intelligence, transcendental intelligence. And the way to control the mind is to educate your intelligence with transcendental knowledge. That's the way to educate the mind. And transcendental knowledge is knowledge related to the self, to Krishna, not your nature. That's all the subjects which Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita. That so then this samta ras is the beginning of spiritual life, because from there the other rasas will develop. But because samta ras, it's mentioned in this verse that only a devotee really can attain that ras, that not a non-devotee. That because from the moment you have no understanding about Krishna, or you think Krishna is impersonal, or Krishna is Brahman energy. That's a complete and incomplete understanding. That and with that incomplete understanding, even if you come near to the Brahma Buddha platform, or you even attain it, your position is not very secure. You can always fall down, because you are not situated in self-realization. Self-realization means realizing Mamaipan Chochi Vedoki Chiva Bhutta Sanatana. I'm a part and parcel of Krishna. That is self-realization. And that will give you satisfaction. The Samtaras is somewhat, or the Brahma Buddha platform, is somewhat theoretical in the sense that abhilasta sunyam, all desires become zero. But the mind is always active, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. You have to do something. You have to engage your mind and senses. That if you are not engaging your mind and senses in the service of Krishna, then they can be very dangerous. That because if you are not engaged, control you. So there's nothing between. Either we engage the mind and senses in the service of Krishna, and we come to this yoga yukta, being connected with Krishna, or if we engage the mind and senses in something else, that means material activities. There's not really something between. That's this Amarishmana, Savaimana Krishna Padaravindam, Pachanti Vaikuntha Gunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunagunag mind Krishna. He was always engaged in his mind in thinking of Krishna. Was engaged in his ears about hearing of Krishna, always speaking about Krishna. Its hands to clean the temple, its nose to smell the flowers offered to Krishna. That was also the process of Uddhav. Uddhav's process was, this prasad, the bow offered to Krishna, prasad, enjoying prasad with devotion, and enjoying the flower garlands offered to Krishna. He was always wearing his flower garlands and smelling them, engaging the senses. That is the way to curb the senses from their tendency to exploit the material nature. That santaras means giving up this tendency for exploitation. That's what Krishna says in Bhagavad-gita, that there is, besides this lower and material energy, there is my higher material and spiritual energy, which consists of the living entities. We are now busy exploiting material nature. And santaras means I've given up this tendency for exploitation. Apoyananam amalapavishtam samatram. This verse says that like rivers enter into the ocean, a wise person is not disturbed by desires coming up into his mind. Is not disturbed, like the ocean is not disturbed by the rivers entering it. So that peace is santaras, anyabhilasita, sunyam. But to come to that stage, that was explained already in the previous verse. One need to control the senses and not being deviated from the Lord's service. And that's going together. That's controlling the senses means always busy with devotional service. Like be at Shivas Thakuri was busy with his devotional service from the morning till the evening. He did not care for the maintenance of his family. He was just not into that. He was just performing devotional service, and he was confident Krishna will provide me everything what I need. And for all his life, Shivas Thakur just did his devotional service, his puja, the chanting, hearing the Bhagavatam, inviting devotees for chanting in his house. His faith was so deep that just by engaging my senses, mind and senses, the whole day in the service of Krishna, everything will be alright. One day Lord Chaitanya went to Shivas and said, "Oh Shivas, if one day then Krishna does not provide maintenance for your family, you don't receive any food, what will you do? Well, Shiva said, I will clap three times in my hand, I will chant Hare Krishna and be happy that day. And Lord Chaitanya said, and if a second day Krishna gives you any food, and well, Shiva said, I will clap three times in my hand, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. And Lord Chaitanya then said, if the third day Krishna does not provide anything for the maintenance of your family, then Shiva said, then I will go with my family to the Ganga and we will drown ourselves. He had such a great faith that Krishna would maintain him. That faith is very important in devotional service. That faith that by performing devotional service, everything good will come from that. That was the position of Sri Vans Thakur. He was a very great devotee. Enduring of unhappiness, diksha, and dhruti means controlling the tongue and the genitals. Yes, that's required to come to this santagas. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that prasadam adigacchati, that's the last line in the verse. It's the most important part of Bhagavad Gita, because prasadam means the mercy of Krishna. Adigacchati, how to get it. One gets the mercy of Krishna. And how does that work? Krishna says one has to follow the regulated principles of freedom. Freedom, I find it very interesting that because that brings you to this Santaraj Brahmabhuta platform. At least it assists us to that point. And freedom means, yes, now we are controlled by material nature. From the moment you have not attained this Anyabhilas Tatsunya, then it means to that extent material nature is controlling you. So if your mind is going into the planning state or lamenting state, that means you are controlled by material nature. And to come free from that is a spiritual platform. And to enter the Santaras and go back to the spiritual world means Anya Bilas Dasunya. That means no material desires, nothing. Although devotees one time ask Srila Prabhupada, if we are only 90% pure, will Krishna accept us? Srila Prabhupada said, yes, Krishna will accept us. Then another devotee said, and if we are only 80% pure, and Shatabhati, yes, Shatabhati will accept you. But even not lower than 75%. So because if we are still in this body, still we are under the influence of material nature. That we can be pure to a certain extent, but to become completely pure, it's a very high stage, very rarely attained. But we have seen examples in the Bhagavatam, like Jan Bharat. He had practically attained that stage in when he was King Bharat, and what took Vanaprastha, and then he was meditating, that then he was deviated by his affection for a deer when he was dying, became a deer, and then he became Jad Bharat. That and as Jad Bharat, he had attained this realization, Brahma Buddha. He was on that platform, and he understood that if I engage my mind and senses in things of this world, then I will become a victim again, and will be again in this stage of being controlled by material nature. So he didn't want to engage in family affairs, and he took the position as a dumb man, as a, when his father tried to educate him, but he did always the opposite, and his father became so frustrated, and we see that he controlled really his senses, because when it was the name of this king he met, King Rahugan, he was nearby at that moment. He was the emperor of the state of Sovira in India. And if you have the map of India, you have Delhi, and under Delhi you put a horizontal line, all what's up practically, up to Mongolia. That was the state of Sovira. It was quite a big state. So it was quite a great emperor, and he was being carried by four, in a palanquin, with four carriers, and one of them became sick, and then and had to be replaced, and the other palanquin carriers, they were looking for a person strong enough to help to carry the palanquin. And then they came to Jad Bharat. Jad Bharat was just sitting and looking at a field, because his family members were, they concluded this Jad Bharat, he's really Jad, he's dumb. There's nothing we can do with this person. So they put him in charge of guarding a field against animals, that they would take the crops, and they gave him some rejected rice to eat. And Jad Bharat was just happy. He didn't care. But then when this carrier dry, palanquin carrier saw Jad Bharat, he saw he looked very strong because of his spiritual effusions that his father had given him, a Brahmin threat, because his father, he was a son of a Brahmin. It was a little black, but anyway, he was sitting there, and they forced him to come and carry the palanquin. So they forced him, and Jad Bharat was thinking, all right, these are still reactions from my previous lives. By doing that service, I will get rid of the last reactions of the reactions. That's good. So he was trying to carry the palanquin with the others, but then he saw ants on the floor and a stinging wall. If I trample these ants, they will have pain and I will get reactions for that. So I will try to avoid them. So that's an elevated person. He sees Vidya Vinaya Sambhani Brahmana Gava, Hastani Sun Sevshwaraswa Pandita, Pandita Samas Dakshina. He sees the spiritual of the entity. I remember when I was traveling with Prahlad Nanda Maharaj, I saw through the years, he would never walk on the grass if there's possibility to walk on the road. Just, he was aware. These are living entities. I have to respect them. And also John Bennett was saying that he was thinking this, I have to respect these ants, and he was trying to avoid them. And by that, the palanquin went up and down, up and down, up and down. Then, at a certain moment, so the king felt this imbalance and looked at the palanquin drivers, the carriers, and of course, the three others, they were sudras, they didn't care for the ants and but when the king looked at them and a little angry, they said, oh, immediately they pointed out, it's this new one, it's not us, because they were a little afraid to be punished. Yeah. And then King Ravana, he looked at Chad Barat and started to address him a little ironically. He said, if you are, yes, you look very old, must be very difficult for you to carry this palanquin. But Chad Barat was just the opposite. You see, he was looking very young and strong and affluent. Anyway, they continued, and Chad Barat continued to avoid the ants. Now, just a moment, King Ravana became angry and started to chastise Chad Barat. He said, do you know who I am? I'm the emperor of the state of Sevilla, and I will punish you very severely. And he used very harsh words. And there it is mentioned, Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, Chad Barat, he felt the pain of being harshly addressed enter his mind. So here we have an insight in the consciousness of a pure devotee who is always peaceful, but then still that pain is entering his mind. He feels that pain in his mind. And Srila Prabhupada writes, by dint of his spiritual power, he was able to push out this pain out of his mind, become peaceful, and he started to give King Ravana, out of compassion, spiritual instructions. That's a peaceful state. That means Matra Sparshas Kantya Shitushna Shukadukada Agamapa Yina Nitya Stamasta Dikshas Vabharata. Means to the point of tolerating. That's the first lesson Krishna gives us in the Bhagavad Gita. He says, yes, you are not this body, your body changes, and one should tolerate these changes, even the change of death. A death, one should not be disturbed, should be without fear, shanta, peaceful. But, and we have seen devotees leaving their bodies very peaceful. But, yes. Yes, Krishna's mercy. We need Krishna's mercy for it. And the state of being peaceful. Thank you very much. Any questions or comments, please? Okay. You can go first. course simultaneously, yeah. But anyway. That was the first thought of the Avanti Brahman, the problem is my mind. But then I was thinking, in my mind I experienced this pain, but this suffering in the mind, yes. But who is experiencing this suffering? Is it the mind? Is it intelligence? Experiences, and the answer is the experience of the suffering is an experience of the false ego. That's it's the soul embracing the concept that I am this subtle mind, subtle body, and the gross body. So it's that concept of embracing. So the soul reality does not suffer. We do not suffer. But we are entering the material consciousness, this world, and by that, it's like you go to a film, and in the film, then something happens. Some humor, everyone laughs, and you also start to laugh. and then a little later, some drama happens, and then everyone is crying because they are identifying with the personalities who are playing these roles. That's when enters with my consciousness, and therefore it's very difficult, it's very important to train ourselves not to enter in all these things. But it is said that if one criticizes people, or one praises mundane people, without connection of Krishna, then you are entering these dualities, and these dualities will dress you down, and your mind will become more and more disturbed. So it's not good to unnecessarily to go in all problems and then try to solve them. Of course, when it's your service and it's done with detachment, that's good. Therefore, the votes were in leadership positions. It's not an easy job. That you have really to be detached to do that and to preserve your spiritual life. It's not an easy job. That some may say to take a position somewhere it's a curse, but it's not a curse. It's a service in our movement to take such positions, but it's quite tough in that sense. Yeah, so it's this false ego. What was your question?
I've been confused about shantanas, because Srila Prabhupada says that it's lacking service, transcendental service. So then how is shantanas different from that's emerging in Kandiju? And also, if you go to Vrindavan, are the trees and plants, are they all in shantanas? Or are they?
The second question is I can't give you the reference, but I heard it during the Bhaktivedanta course in Vrindavan. Everyone is in a service mode, so that Santaras is higher than this Santaras. Everyone is in a service mode, at least Dasyaras. And about the the difference between Nanchen and Brahmajyoti, and sometimes the main difference is that those who, the Santaras Bhaktas, they have a complete understanding of who Krishna is. And those who are impersonalists, who come to the Brahmabhuta platform, they can come to merging in Brahman, they can attain it, but their position is not secure, because the soul has to be active. That's what Krishna says also in Bhagavad Gita. You have to be active. But you can be free from suffering and peaceful and no activity. So how long is that going to last? That one wants activity. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada said these so-called swamis who merge in Brahman, they come down again to perform activities for welfare and so on. Opening schools and giving in charity and so on. Because they didn't taste any ecstasy of being a servant of Krishna. Therefore, their intelligence is impure. And so, Santaras is, means it says it giving up all desires not connected with Krishna. But still, they have an understanding of who Krishna is. But at least that's what I understand as difference between Santaras and the Brahmabuddha stage, although many times it's treated as being on an equal level, and it's also confusing really. But, I hope it helps a bit. Okay. Good. It's nice to be here. But yesterday evening a program in Antwerp, I came back late at night. Very early in the morning I did my puja, and then I came with the train here, just in time for the class. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Rupa Goswami ki, Srimati Bhakti Sarvi Sanatana, Srimati Devi, Srimati Paskatavidasta.